This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ads from the Hump Day crew, and here's another one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
The world a hug, one country at a time. It's time for global community.
You're listening to Joy 94.9. We are the Hump Day crew. Keep those donations and those memberships coming on through 96992949. Or if you're overseas, Bish, what's the number?
It's +61 39699 2949.
Now, in tradition, we're talking to our guests from overseas. Joining us on the line right now is Colby Clutie, who's organising the St. Louis Pride Festival. It's about to kick off in a couple of days. Colby, thank you so much for your time today.
Glad to have me on, for sure.
Now, tell us...
Our event is actually in Belleville, Illinois, and it's known as Metro East Pride. We're located about 30 kilometres east of St. Louis.
Oh, okay. Got you. Now, tell us some of the events that are happening at the festival.
This will be our second year having the Belleville Pride event. So we have actually, it's expanded. The first year we only had about 15 to 20 different businesses and organizations represented. And this year that number has exploded to more than 60 vendors. And we are anticipating about 3,000 to 5,000 visitors. So really our overall goal as an organization is that we hope to, you know, really stand in solidarity with all causes of justice in our region, not just the issues that are close to the LGBTQI community, but also issues of poverty, housing, and immigration. It's really our firm belief that if our community, the LGBTQI community, stands in solidarity with other issues, that it helps us, you know, to find support from community organizations that are not directly related with our issues.
Colby, I think it's amazing that you've taken a more broader approach to this festival, too, including more communities other than the GLBTIQ. One of the things I just read, too, is Lee Delaria is your headline entertainment. Tell us a bit about her.
We are so excited to have Leah Delaria at Belleville Pride this year. Leah Delaria is a well-known comedic actor and jazz musician. She's had recent appearances on Will and Grace and appearances on the Outlast Comedy Festival. Ms. Delaria is a Belleville native. She was born and raised here and has been living in New York City for a number of years. So we are very excited that she has agreed to come home to celebrate, you know, our diversity and equality in the Metro East on June 20th.
Colby, obviously, you're playing with 2 days to go. You must be flat out at the moment. What is your role in the actual festival, and why did you decide to get involved?
There's actually two reasons why I got involved. There was a very dear friend of mine who was lost to suicide 2 years ago, who was a Belleville resident. And so I really established one of the websites in his honor and have really tried to take an active role in this community organization as a way to honor the memory of my friend Daniel. And also I work very closely with the different committees that are organizing the event, really just to help promote, you know, equality and justice in all forms. I think it's very important that, you know, in a community that's really a relatively small town, we want to be able to put, you know, the best face of the LGBTQI community forward so that those who have maybe not encountered our community before have a positive experience. So it's really a matter of exposing people who are, you know, not familiar that we have an active community in the Metro East, you know, to who we are and really present some of the wonderful things that our organization does within our community.
Now, we talk a little bit about our communities in our different cities and towns around the world, but it's also, I find, really important to make sure that as a global community, we keep in contact as well. Why do you think it's important? Why do you think it's important to support each other globally as well?
Well, one of the things that I'm very excited to have Joy 94.9 as a part of our event is very much because there are many people in rural parts of our country, as well as in Australia, who maybe don't even know that there are such support systems available. You know, whether you live in the United States or you live in the Melbourne area, You know, I am very excited, you know, even as a United States resident, to be able to listen to what's going on in the LGBTQI community globally, to realize that we really are all one. What affects one of us affects all of us. You know, and I think that when we begin to stand up for one another globally, then we begin to make more of an impact on, you know, each community from small to large.
I couldn't have put it better myself, Colby. Colby, thank you so much for your time. We know you're very, very busy right now, so we'll let you get back to all your organizing, and good luck with the whole festival. Keep in touch.
I want to thank you guys for all of your support, and we'll be more than happy to be promoting your radiothon in Belleville.
Oh, perfect. Thank you, Colby, and happy Pride.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much, Colby.
Very much.
That is Colby Clutie, organising the Pride Parade
in St. Louis. Lovely St. Louis.
Hey, this is Ads from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for listening to another one of our podcasts, and thank you for supporting the Hump Day Crew and Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.